Welcome to Bedhampton Church. Contact us at www.bedhampton.church. But for now, let's continue that journey with this input.
If you speak to my wife Susie, she will tell you that I was late for our wedding. Now personally, I think she was early, but it was true that my friend and I had nipped into the White Hart in Purbrook on the way to the church. Now we'd nipped in for a game of pool and a quick one before the big event. Now the problem with that is we really weren't very good at pool and the game was dragging on a little. And the second problem with that is we were so distracted by the pool game that we missed Susie's car driving past the pub to the church, which was just 100 yards down the road. The combination of these two issues meant that Susie, yes, did have to drive round once more, and she's never let me forget it for the last 30 plus years. I wonder what is the biggest thing that you've missed because you were distracted. Now, it can't be as bad as these young ladies in this reading we heard read so well for us. Apparently, the bridegroom there is also running a little late. I assume some form of ancient Israel pool game going on. But their biggest sin seems not to be the fact that they were caught napping, but the fact that they came unprepared. The bridegroom turns up, and the potential brides have been caught out and missed out on an opportunity. But what, of course, have they missed out upon? Well, if it's not clear to you, and I can perfectly understand why it might not be clear to you, the story from Jesus is about us and him. We are the potential brides, every one of us, which is a little odd for our ears in 2023, and certainly a bit weird if you're a bloke here. It's an odd analogy, isn't it? But nevertheless, one thing is clear from this story. Jesus is saying that there is more for us to have. And then the author of our other reading from 1 Thessalonians seems to point out what he believes that more is. Perhaps the place that we sometimes refer to as heaven, where there is no more pain and there is no more suffering. One translation of the Bible called the Passion says this from that passage. For the Lord himself will appear with the declaration of victory, the shout of an archangel, and the trumpet blast of God. He will descend from the heavenly realm and command those who are dead in Christ to rise first. And then those who are alive will join them, transported together in clouds to have an encounter with the Lord in the air. And we will be forever joined with the Lord. These true ancient words are written in the context of an ancient nation besieged by a foreign power, Rome. A nation who was used to the ravages of war. A nation who had been invaded time and time and time again. I'm sure they had a hope of a better place, not only for those who had fallen, who had died, but also for those who were left alive. I find myself fortunate enough never to have been in such a situation. However, as an ex-army chaplain, I have ministered to those men and women who have been in such places. And I have seen the impact that they have on a life and the hope that they have within them. I am sure that in the mud of our battlefields, in the ships and the aircraft on fire, and in the heat of war, men and women need the hope of a better place. Not only for themselves, but for those who have fallen, their comrades and colleagues. But let me speak of that better place to you, because in our culture we have twisted it into some sort of cartoon caricature, more akin to Teletubby land than the kingdom of God that Jesus spoke of. What hope is God's kingdom? You must die first to enter it. The men and the women who have died for us did so not for some future heaven, not some future beyond this life, but for a better world today. The same hope for a better world that Jesus came to usher in. Heaven, or what I've been referring to as the kingdom of God, is not just some future place. Jesus taught it can be found in the here and the now. Indeed, it must be found in the here and the now. Otherwise, what have those who have fallen sacrificed so much for? The overarching message of our Lord Jesus is that the kingdom of God is found in loving God and in loving one another. So yes, kingdom of God is found in worship of God, but also the worship of God and the kingdom of God, Jesus said, is found in the way that we treat one another, even among our differences. How we love one another, Jesus said, people will know that we follow him. Heaven is found in the laying down of a life for one another, in the living out of that life for one another. Heaven is found in the business that provides school meals or summertime meals in the school holidays. Heaven is found when you knock on your neighbour's door, knowing that they're going to want to speak to you for way longer than you really have. Heaven is found in the here and the now, in the taking up the challenge to follow the way of the Master Jesus, to commit to see God's kingdom come in your neighbourhood, in my neighbourhood, in Bedhampton. Heaven is found in praying for this broken world at this most hard of times. As we continue to see God's kingdom coming, as we pray for the conflicts around the world to cease, so that we might know the peace that so many have died for. Heaven is found in your life, with those that you reach out to. Men and women have died so that we might see God's kingdom come in the here and the now. My friends, let us not be caught napping. Let us not be distracted. And let us not be unprepared. Amen.
You have been listening to Bedhampton Church. Our prayer is that this helps you journey with Jesus and serve your community by sharing God's love and friendship. Subscribe and join us for more discussion at www.bedhampton.church. All material Creative Commons copyright. Contact us for more details.